The Volumes of Truth, Volume 4. Come to Me, No More Time to Tarry. December 17, 2009. From Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy during an online fellowship. For the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Beloved, how long shall you tarry? How long shall you remain unmoved? How long shall you fail to raise your voices? What is it you wait for? Have I not drawn you to the sound of this trumpet? Have not I, even I, pierced your hardened hearts with these words? Have I not blessed you with a multitude of words in your hearing? Behold, I have placed my word in front of you. Indeed, every letter is within your reach. Beloved, take your fill. Stop listening to the adversary. Stop judging my word. For one who is a judge has ceased from being a hearer, and has also cut themselves off from being a doer, leaving them desolate. Beloved, each minute you withhold, does your faith weaken? Each second you hesitate, does your trust break? Therefore come to me quickly, and sup with me at my table. And when you have taken your fill, stand up and blow the trumpet. Go and tell your neighbors. And when they refuse to hear, go into the streets and tell the stranger. And when they turn away, go and seek out the homeless, the fatherless, and the widow. Beloved, share my word. Tell them of my sacrifice, and of the glory which is, and was, and shall soon return, and is also coming quickly, in power and great glory. Place my letters in the hands of all who are willing to receive them, doing so in my name. And to the rest, let it be to them as a trumpet of alarm and war, a declaration of judgment, a stern warning, a strong rebuke. Beloved, I have spoken, and behold, I am speaking again. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, no longer be confused on account of your flesh, nor let your minds deceive you. For you have one master. I am He. Come to me in sincerity and in truth. Humble yourselves and cast off all this worldly knowledge, that you may see me as I truly am. For I tell you plainly, Timothy is my prophet. Yet you must look past him. Look past him, beloved, and tell me what you see. Tell me, who is there? Fellowship participants speaking. Yahushua. You Lord. Yahushua speaking. You have answered well. And if I am there, and you have recognized both me and my word, then where must I be also? For the one who I have given to hear my voice shall indeed prophesy. And those who have eyes to see will recognize my words. And those who have ears to hear shall surely receive them. Yet only those who truly love me will obey my voice and walk in that which is given. Yet for one to know me, as I truly am, they must receive of my Spirit and embrace me fully, whereby they shall see with new eyes and restored vision. Therefore, I ask you once again, do you really love me? Fellowship participants speaking. Yes, Lord. Yahushua speaking. Then make me your treasure. For you are mine already, even as I had set you apart for my glory from the beginning. Therefore again I ask you, do you really know me? For I have always known you, even from the beginning you were mine. And if you have always been mine, then come to me as you are, and withhold not. Embrace me fully, that I may reign in your hearts. Ask no more in doubt, nor seek me in passing. Ask as one dying of thirst, as one who is starving in this world, as one with few breaths left, suffocating in this world of sin. Ask, and be broken atop this stone. It is time.